Welcome to the Style Sports Hub, presented by UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Hub podcast presented by UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics. I'm your host, Kyle Coppola. Thanks for joining us here today. Want to thank our partners, Lake Center Home Care, Lake Sumter State College, and United Southern Bank for everything they provide. Our podcast available on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and more. So check us out and subscribe. It really helps us out a lot. Thank you guys again for joining us today. I am joined by Umatilla running back, wide receiver, defensive guy, Bryce Norfley. Bryce, you do it all. Thank you for coming on to the program today with us.
No problem.
All right. So Bryce is entering a new chapter of your life. Of course, you played for the First Academy Leesburg last year. Had a big year. Your freshman year, you come out. You came out balling. I'll tell you what. You came out. You played wide receiver, running back. What did you play on the defense? Linebacker? Where were you?
Cornerback, safety.
Cornerback and safety. So he comes out. And you had I think it was like two interceptions last year, a really, really good job defensively. How long have you been playing football for?
I've been playing football since I was ever five.
5 years old. Yes. And so you've learned a lot in that time from the peewee days and now coming up and playing against some of these guys who are seniors, juniors, sophomores. You started as a freshman for First Academy Leesburg. What was that like sort of starting as a freshman and sort of learning the ropes of varsity football?
It was nervous at first, but then I had to get the hang of it because if I didn't, it would have been bad. Yeah, it would not end good.
Definitely not, but you learned the ropes and you were able to get your experience at First Academy Leesburg. Did you come into your freshman year and you were like, hey, I'm a defensive player, and then you learned offensive stuff, or did you do offensive stuff as well? Where were you mentally coming into the season?
I was mentally coming in as a wide receiver because I didn't play defense that much at Pop Warner, but at Tavares, I did.
Yeah, and so you were on a couple of teams with Tavares, including some really good Pop Warner teams. Can you talk about that experience sort of the last couple of years and how those teams did?
My 10U team at Leesburg, Pop Warner, it was pretty good because we won a championship in Mid-Florida. And at TYFL, it helped me become a stronger person on the field because Coach Darnell, he helped me realize that I was a good person and that everything on the field matters. And zone out, let everyone talk, but don't worry about them.
And some of those lessons obviously apply to varsity as well. You make the jump up to varsity. What are some of the biggest things you learned last year about yourself?
Some things I learned last year that I needed to stretch, because if I didn't stretch, I was going to pull something like last year. And then sometimes it helped me become a better defensive back because Coach Khan, he helped me like, at practice with the defensive stuff because I was mainly working on the offensive stuff, but he pushed me to be a better defensive person than an offensive person.
Yeah, you played both sides of the ball. Looking up some of these statistics here that you were able to do, as well as Kaysen Cherry last year, he had 1,203 yards. I believe you had like 13 receptions last year, which is very respectable for a freshman. You come in and have an immediate impact. And I think that the most impressive part about you on the football field is that you had an immediate impact like right off the bat as soon as you got onto the field. And I was looking at some of these statistics on Max Preps, and I was like, yeah, this kid could go out. He's playing on both sides of the ball. He's looking real good. And that comes down to the coaching staff as well. And obviously First Academy has a great coaching staff over there. They've done a great job. After the season concluded, you obviously make the jump over to Umatilla, which is really exciting. So you're going to be playing under Coach Eric Samuels. Coach Eric Samuels is an amazing guy. Obviously you're going to be playing for a guy that played Division I college football for Vanderbilt and then went and played professionally. What does that mean to kind of play for a guy like Coach Samuels?
It means good because he's going to push me to work harder and even harder because when I was at First Academy, they pushed me, but like he's going to push me even more to make me become just like him.
Yeah, and Eric, he went through the ringer in his high school football career. Had a couple of games that he won. His senior year, he ended up not winning a game his whole senior year. And I think he's used that as a chip on his shoulder, including last year. Umatilla was struggling. They get through a struggling period. They end up winning two games. And then they make a jump from the FHSAA. And now they're going to be playing in the Sunshine State Athletic Conference, which I think is going to help Umatilla a lot. And you're coming into this first season that Umatilla is not part of the FHSAA. And I don't even know how long, maybe forever since it was founded. But this is a huge opportunity for you to be a part of something brand new. How is the off season going for you so far?
Offseason going really good because we was at a 7-on-7 tournament and with a lot of different teams. We made it to the fourth round, the final four, and we wasn't expecting to make it there. We were expecting to lose first two games, and then we ended up going farther and farther.
Yeah, and so you went further and further, and then how did that all end up? You ended up like what, third? Or
we ended up fourth, tied for third.
Nice. So you tied for third. Really good stuff that you're able to work on, including your skills and honing that in the off season. Is the best time to obviously hone your skills is in the off season. What have you been working on most in the off season?
I've been working on my steps, my drop backs, because Coach Samuels, he's been helping me with my drop backs and zone on the field, covering all the zones stuff.
Yeah, we got an exciting season coming up for Umatilla. Got to take a short break here on the Sports Hub. We'll be back with more with Bryce Norfleet right after this.
Is pain or restricted range of motion keeping you on the sidelines? Get back in the game with expert orthopedic care from UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics. UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics provides robotic-assisted surgical joint repairs and replacements, post-operative care, and inpatient rehabilitation services, all close to home, right here in Lake and Sumter counties. And for those unexpected injuries, UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics offers convenient walk-in and same-day appointments. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with one of their specialists, call 352-323-5665.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Sports Hub Podcast. I'm Kyle Coppola. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm with Umatilla High School football player Bryce Norfleet. And Bryce, we were talking about your training regimen. Very interesting training. You wake up sometimes at 5:30 in the morning time. You get at it. Talk about your training and what it means to you and why it's so important.
Training to me means a lot because I'm a smaller guy, so I got to train to get bigger and better, because if I'm not, I'm going to be getting thrown around the field like I'm a little guy.
Yeah, so some of the guys you kind of resemble to me are Muscles Patterson, who's over, he's a running back over at Leesburg High School. But Muscles, last couple of years, man, he was a small guy, but he ran so intensely, and he's become one of the best running backs, I think, in the county. He battled through, he helped Leesburg to one of their best seasons in program history last year. And you talk about guys who are small, just because you're small doesn't mean that you can make good things happen. And I think that you're going to epitomize that, especially for Umatilla football next year. It's really exciting to have you in the county because of just what you have. You look at your statistics from last year. I mean, you had a bunch of touchdowns. I think you had 7 touchdowns last year. I think you had 4 rushing, 3 through the year. So did a really great job on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, got a lot going on, and Umatilla is going to obviously utilize that. How does Umatilla looking this year as far as the start of the year?
Umatilla is actually looking pretty good. We had another person named James Benton from Leesburg who played corner there. He was pretty good.
Yeah. So something as well for Umatilla that I want to stress on is they lost a quarterback, obviously, this year. Logan Bowling was a senior last year. He had 1,200 yards, I believe, on the ground. Was an impressive rusher. Also was able to put the ball in the air every so often. But now he's gone. So what is the quarterback situation looking like for Umatilla?
We have two quarterbacks named Josh Wilson and Nolan. And they're pretty good. They're just working on our steps, getting our steps down, and then on the plays.
Yeah, very important as you're coming through. You've got a big matchup coming up in May. You're going to be playing First Academy Leesburg. So going up against your familiar foe, of course, for you. It should be an interesting game. How's the team getting ready and preparing for that? Because in the next couple of weeks, I guess, you're going to get the pads on once again and prepare.
We're preparing really good because we're on the field. Seventh period and after school, and we're in the weight room first period in the morning.
Yeah, they've got you training really well. But you know, the interesting part about you too is you don't just play football, you're a multi-sport athlete, so that's really exciting too. You play basketball as well. You had a pretty good season over at First Academy Leesburg. I was really excited about that, seeing how well you played over there. And are you planning on playing basketball for UMatilla?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, you got a great program over there, UMatilla. One of the things I love about UMatilla is that Patrick Todd, the athletic director over there, wow, he's building a great program at UMatilla High School. Can you talk about Patrick Todd? Have you met him yet? And sort of what he said to you at UMatilla?
Yes, sir, I've met him. He's a really good person. He welcomed me when I first got there and let me in to the school, did a tour with me, showed me all around. And then it gave me some shirts, too. So yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. I love Patrick. We've had him on the program a couple of times, what they've built over there. And he's been building the program up. He's been all over the place. I mean, he's been at Leesburg. He's been at Eustace. Then he went to college for a couple of years. Now back at UMatilla. So a really exciting guy. He has so much experience building programs. And I think that's what he's really trying to focus on at UMatilla. And the most important thing for UMatilla, I think, is the last couple of years, no doubt it's been rough at the program, going up against Eustace and the Villages and guys who are in the FHSAA. I think the step into the Sunshine State Athletic Conference, I think that's going to be a huge help for you guys. I really do. I think that's a move in the right direction at the time, for the time being. I think that's going to be really good for the coaching staff, for the kids, because it's important to learn how to win, right?
Yes, sir.
It's very important to learn how to win. It echoes a lot of the things that Leesburg High School was doing as well. Leesburg High School, the softball program, for instance, what they were doing this year is they took a little bit of a step back, too. They're not playing a lot of FHSAA competition, more like Sunshine State. But the softball team, they're learning how to win. And I think that's really important because you're coming off of, a really good 10U team that did really well. You won a championship. How important is winning and that in the locker room for the guys?
At UMatilla?
Yeah, anywhere.
Winning is pretty good. We at First Academy, we didn't win that much, but we win in our hearts because we played our hardest on and off the field. During school, during classes, we win.
Yeah, and you did, and I love the First Academy puts a lot of emphasis on not only the field type activities but also in the classroom, which is I think what UMatilla is doing as well. They've got a lot of focus on academics. They have one of the highest graduation rates in the school's history, I believe, as well. They got the Cambridge ACE program over there, which is really exciting. So a lot of great things going on for UMatilla. What are you most excited for, I guess, looking forward to the season? What are you most excited for?
I'm most excited to see us compete and strive to go farther instead of losing not as much games as they did last year, but win as much games.
Yeah, because they went 2-8 last year, and as a first year transitional coach for Eric Samuels, I think that he did an adamant job with what he had. One of the things he said to me was, it was tough last year. I mean, a lot of junior varsity programs from other schools probably could have competed with them last year. But the step to the Sunshine Athletic Conference, that's going to do wonders for the program because your first game in August is going to be against Mount Dora Christian Academy. And that's a team last year that went and won a conference championship, actually. They didn't win a state championship. It was what says saying it was a state championship. It was a conference championship. There's a lot of difference between a state and a conference championship that we can get into a different time. But I think that it's going to be really important to see where you guys are gauged at when you guys first come out in August. But I think that first starts against First Academy Leesburg and what you guys are going to be putting onto the field come May in that game. It's going to be interesting. So that'll be interesting. We got more with Bryce coming up in just a little bit. Hang with us on Sports Up.
Nobody wants an aging family member who is unable to care for themselves to be home alone. Lake Center Home Care believes the best healing happens when you are most comfortable. The company provides exceptional personal care in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Whether you need skilled nursing, physical therapy, home health aides, or companion services, your loved ones will enjoy peace of mind knowing you're being taken care of and treated with respect and dignity. Lake Center Home Care is locally owned and managed with a team of highly qualified professionals who are passionate about taking care of their neighbors. Call 352-315-0050 or visit golchc.com to learn more about this amazing company.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sports Hub. I'm Kyle Coppola. Thanks for joining us with Bryce Norfley right now with Umatilla Football. Bryce, you want to talk about family, and family is everything, whether it be football and life. Your dad is off camera with us right now, Brian Norfley. What does your dad mean to you?
He means a lot. I mean, he pushed me to work harder every time, even on and off the field. He loves me. He teaches me to be a better man in life. He teaches me how to drive and do, etc.
What's the importance to you of having good camaraderie on teams too? Because you talk about, you know, family and your dad and everything he pushes you to do, but it's also important to have a good camaraderie, like with the guys in the locker room and the things that you do off the field as well. And I think that Eric Samuels does a really good job of getting his guys, you know, together, having fun together, whether it be in the locker room, on the field, off the field. You talk about the importance of that.
The importance of that is good, because when we be playing a lot, we play around, but when it's time to work, we work, and then we have a good bond, even though I just got there, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, you just got there, so you're still settling in to your shoes, your cleats over there at Umatilla High School. And I mentioned cleats, too, because you obviously play in a grass field over there. There's actually, I think, three schools now in our county. You get the Villages with a turf field now. You got South Sumter with a turf field and Mount Dora Christian Academy with a turf field as well. You guys still play on natural grass over there. So you guys got the turf cleats over there, the grass cleats over there. A lot of improvements have been made, actually, to the facility over there. They're putting a lot of work in. Umatilla is. They painted the whole facility last year. They're doing some improvements. They got a new goalpost last year. So there's a lot of work within the community that's going on. Can you talk about sort of the community and how the community embraces Umatilla football? Because I feel like whether it's First Academy Leesburg, whether it's Leesburg High School, Eustis, Tavares, Umatilla, there's all this little pocket of a community. And it's so important to have that community come together, especially for the football team. What is the importance of the community?
They sponsor us, and that's good, because if we didn't have any sponsors, we wouldn't know what to do without.
Yeah, and if you're a sponsor, Umatilla, Tavares, any one of these places, thank you for helping them out as well, because it really does go a long way. Because for a long time, Umatilla needed new goalposts. I will admit that when those goalposts came down, now they're at your practice field, so they're still in use and everything like that. But the fact that they were able to install those last year, give the place a paint job, really improve things. That all comes down to, you know, the leadership and what Umatilla has going for it right now. And I love the fact that Umatilla has great leadership. And it starts at the top, Patrick Todd, trickles its way to the coaching staff, and then it trickles down to you guys, the players. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the leaders that we're going to see this year?
Some of the leaders we're going to see is Dallas Cottle, Josh Wilson, and some of the leadership council players.
Yeah, I got to talk to Dallas Cottle last year. Great kid. Really looking forward to him having his season as well. And he's a great dad. He's got a great father as well. Really, really cool cool kid. So I got a lot of really cool things going on at Umatilla High School. I want to thank you for coming on to the program today, learning a little bit more about you. Good luck with your season. We can't wait to see how you do out there. Really exciting player. Watch this guy out here for Umatilla football because he's going to be exciting this year. Thank you for coming on to the program, Bryce.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this week on the Sports Hub Podcast presented by UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics. I'm your host, Kyle Coppola. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank our partners, Lake Center Home Care, Lake Sumter State College, and United Southern Bank. Our podcast available on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and more. So check us out and subscribe. It really helps us out. Thank you, guys. Thank you again to Bryce Norfleet for coming on for Umatilla Football. I'm Kyle Coppola. We'll see you next week on the Sports Hub Podcast.
This has been the Style Sports Hub, presented by UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics.